Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you to the Encavis AG conference call regarding statement Q1 2019. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Mr. Husmann.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our conference call Q1 2019. The presentation, which you hopefully might see now, shows the subtitle Interim Statement. As a matter of fact, life of a project company like ours is sometimes challenging. We expected not only to show you Q1 figures, but to report to you about a very positive project we wanted to place to you. As a matter of fact, signings have most likely been postponed, and therefore they're yet to come. It might be that right after finishing this call, you might receive a note from our side for another invitation for a conference call. Sorry for that, but we cannot report it to you before signing is done. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go first into the figures of Q1. Ladies and gentlemen, we reported to you this morning Q1 figures, which are fairly above the Q1 figures of 2018. We reported figures of almost 60 million euros for revenues compared to 46 million previous first quarter, which is an increase of 30%. The EBITDA grew from 32 million to almost 45 million, an increase by 42%. The operating EBIT with 23.4 million now in Q1 2019 was a substantial increase of 74% compared to the 13.6 million of last year. There's only one negative deviation we report in our Q1 report, which is the operating cash flow. Here we do have a decrease of 42% compared to previous year's figure. This is not negative news here, it is just a timing effect. As a matter of fact, there are two factors which negatively influenced the Q1 figures, and these are the planned payments for capital gains taxes, which we usually have to pay, and we paid them last time in Q4 2017, and this year it was shifted to the Q1 2019. This capital gains tax is paid on dividends we receive from the parks. As a matter of fact, these taxes are fully reimbursed during the course of the year by the tax office, but outpayment happened now in Q1 2019, and so therefore there's a lag of 9 million. In addition to that, we expected a usual payment from Italian solar farms for feed-in tariffs in Q1 2019 in the amount of 7.3 million. This money didn't come in the first quarter, but on the 2nd of April, with a delay of 2 days, and therefore we couldn't account them for in the first quarter. If you would add the 16.3 million then in total to the reported 15.9 million, we would come up to 32.3 million, and therefore with 18% above previous year. If the 18% looks irritating to you due to the very big growth of the EBITDA by 42% in the first quarter, you might have expected a similar growth in the operating cash flow. Please be aware that the operating cash flow usually is defined by the previous quarter's EBITDA, because usually there are some payment delays from the EBITDA, which we accounted for previous quarter. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a look into the figures. As you might be aware of, it is that we had a positive weather in the first quarter, and some of our competitors announced that today as well. As a matter of fact, we show here the weather adjustment of the previous year's figures and the weather adjustment of this Q1 figures. In Q1 2018, we suffered under very negative weather. It was a quite dark first quarter 2018 with negative weather effects of 3.4 million. The first quarter 2019 was the other way around. It was a very positive weather situation, which was very sunny and the wind was blowing very well. And so we had a positive weather effect of 6 million compared to the standard expectations we had implemented in our forecast, in our plan. So we have a positive swing in the weather effect of 9.4 million. If we add the negative weather effect of last year to the first quarter 2018 and subtract the 6 million positive weather effect from the 2019 figures, then we do see the growth of 9, 7, and 5% of revenues, EBITDA and EBIT. And this is, so the total increase we have seen on the previous page was due mainly either to the weather effect or what we see here due to capacity growth. Please be aware that since the growth of our capacities of 9% in sales was mostly driven by PV parks and under the assumption of standard weather, the PV parks usually have a loss. That's the reason why the influence on the EBITDA and on the EBIT is quite limited. Ladies and gentlemen, I think before we go into this was the first quarter, sorry. I think we should talk a little bit about the guidance 2019 as well. As a matter of fact, we have to explain, show you that we have some positive IFRS effects in the operating figures as well, because as you might have seen in our quarterly report this morning, that there is a technical adjustment of the guidance compared to the guidance which we announced in our annual report. While on revenue level and while on EPS level, there is actually no effect in these figures. It is that there is some adjustment in the EBITDA and in the EBIT. The IFRS means, IFRS 16 means that leasing is not considered anymore as leasing and not being part of the operating cost, but it is considered that all leasing and for your business necessary leasing equipment is accounted for as your own assets. So therefore, the leasing costs are taken out of the EBITDA and depreciation and interest payments are then introduced to your P&L. So this does not have any effect on the revenues. That's the reason why we have in our guidance under IFRS 16 still revenues of 255 million. But taking out all the lease payments, the EBITDA will increase from more than 190 million to more than 199 million. Taking out then the depreciation means that there is a positive impact on the EBIT, on the earnings before interest and taxes, of 2 million and on the operating cash flow on positive 8.5 million, which leads to a cash flow of not more than 180, but now more than 188 million. Please be aware that these leasing costs are now then transferred to the financial financial cash flow. Again, there's no effect on the EPS. The equity ratio will decrease by 1% because due to the activation of the land plots, we increase the volume of our balance sheet by approximately 110 million euros. But since the equity does not increase with that, it is that as a counterparty to the to the activized assets, we have on the liability side leasing liabilities. And this reduces our equity ratio by approximately 1 percentage point. So in average, we will have at the year's end, 2019, a decreased equity ratio by 1%. And this means that since this is a purely translation issue, that the long-term equity ratio goal for our company will be reduced from 25% to 24% without increasing any risk, financial risk here. Ladies and gentlemen, if we then have a look on the balance sheet in the first quarter 2019, it is that we have now still the equity of 683.3 million, and we have an increase of the balance sheet total of approximately 100 million euros. This is the IFRS 16 effect. In fact, we did some progress on some projects which are now finally connected to the grid, but we have depreciation on the other hand. So commercially, it is the same level as of 31st of December 2018, but we have a decrease in the equity ratio of almost 1 percentage point as shown on the right-hand side, because on 31st of December we had 25.9% and now 24.8%. This is only due to IFRS 16. Ladies and gentlemen, this is due to the postponement of the signature under that project for approximately an hour or two. All what I want to tell you now, so therefore I'm open for questions from your side. Thank you very much. Hello?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. Please press now 9 and star on your telephone keypad to ask a question. And the first question comes from Charlotte Friedrichs. Please, you have the line.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. The first sort of group of questions that I have is around the asset management unit. So you, with the full years, you targeted around 10 million euros in revenues and 4 million in EBITDA, if I remember correctly. Q1 doesn't look like you're at the run rate yet. Are there sort of any special effects that you expect for the rest of the year, say in Q4? Or is there anything in particular that we should keep in mind when we look at this? And my second question would be around the financial result. Do you think around about 11 million per quarter is roughly run rate for you, or should we expect an increase throughout the year? Thank you.
So thank you very much for the questions. So first, let's talk about asset management in the forecast. So we usually do our forecasts on a quarterly basis, and with all the current projects we have in mind, we strongly do believe that the asset management will fulfill its targets this year of more than 10 million euros of revenues and so therefore the respective profit you already mentioned. We expect that they will reach approximately half of that volume by mid of the year. Regarding the financial result of 11 million, our financial result is quite regular, quarter, because these are more or less fixed costs. On one hand side, we amortize debt on a regular basis. On the other hand side, some new debt is taken up for new investments. So I think it is a fair approach to expect that over the quarters, this financial result will stay almost the same.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And the next question comes from Frank Benendorf. Mr. Willendorf, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. I've just one very specific question. Your EBITDA margin improved by 6.5 points compared to 2018 or Q1 2018, and 3.5 points are due to the IFRS 16 effect. What is the weather-adjusted improvement in the EBITDA margin, and what is the structural margin effect going forward? And maybe, do you have a margin target on EBITDA basis for a longer-term horizon?
Yeah, thank you very much. So your calculation is absolutely correct, and if you take out the IFRS 16, and if you take out the weather effect, and you take out all of that, then there is in the first quarter a very small decline of the EBITDA margin, but which is usually the case if you invest into solar, because if we take out the positive weather effect, then we assume standard weather. And with standard weather, it is always the case that in Q1 and Q4, solar has a deficit and not a profit. So because the sun irradiation and the energy produced in this dark quarters is not sufficient to cover all the fixed costs, which are the same for all four quarters.
Okay.
And since we added now in this quarter compared to the first quarter of last year, 50.6 megawatt of PV and only 16 megawatt of wind, you see here that the magnitude of the addition is against PV. So therefore, the margins suffer slightly, but only slightly. So, but this is only quarter effect. It is not the annual effect. If you have in mind, in our website, you see the presentation of our margins over the last 5 years, then you can see that the revenues, the EBITDA, and the EBIT grew by 34 to 39% per year, and that the margins more or less stick to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we do not expect in the future that the margins will suffer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the next question comes from Tanya Markloff. Tanya Markloff, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon. I would be interested in your investment budget by division for 2019 and 2020. So for the solar PV segment and for the onshore wind segment, how much of cash outflow is still due this year and next year, please, for the projects that you already have in mind, that you already have announced?
Let's start with the cash outflow for the respective segments. When I understood you correctly, it's quite simple to be said for asset management as well as Incarvis Technical Services, which is none, since it is not our money invested, but it is that one, specifically in the asset management of third parties, so these are managed accounts. Regarding projects to be announced, we have only the Talayuela project, which is under construction. All other parks are currently connected to the grid. And for the Talayuela project, we already paid out in September 2018 €9 million, 9.8 or so, sorry for that. And the remaining approximately €40 million are covered by the Schuldscheindarlehen, which we issued then. So this will be with the start of construction at latest, as we expect in Q3 2019, this will then be due. So this is the only cash out which we currently committed to. And in addition to that, we plan further investments, but as you know, they come or come not. So sometimes, you know, if the signing is postponed, like with this project, which I would have liked to announce now, it is not only in our hands. So therefore, we will see. We do have enough firepower to grow. There are an awful lot of projects in the market which offer very nice returns. As a matter of fact, we want to select the best ones for our shareholders. And therefore, we have to have a relaxed view on that. But there's no further commitment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Husmann, there are no further questions at the moment.
Okay, then thank you very much, first of all, for your interest and that so many came in to listen. We expect to go ahead with that further positive development of the company. And please stay tuned. We expect to send you some information maybe today or more tomorrow morning. And then maybe would invite you for another call. Sorry that we have to split it, but that was not in our hands as well. Thank you very much.